Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So grateful that you're here with me again today. And my prayer is that by these podcasts, these studies through the Word of God, verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, you're growing in your relationship with God. God wants to relate to us, and He does so through His Word. And so we want to study the Scriptures today and go to Him in prayer before we begin our study. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, it's with great joy that we come again today knowing that Your Scriptures, Your Holy Scriptures are before us. These are Your ideas and Your concepts of about who You are and about the way that You want us to be. And so we bless You today, Lord. We celebrate You and Your Word. We're so grateful to have Jesus in our lives. And so we ask by Your Holy Spirit that You guide us into all truth and You'd empower us to live according to that truth so that we might be pleasing unto You. We bless You. We thank You today. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Thanks and Partakers of the Inheritance. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. Paul the Apostle continued his prayer for the church members in Colossae, which included a desire for them to be filled with all the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, walking worthy of the Lord and in everything pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with might according to His glorious power, and unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. In chapter 1 and verse 12 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul added, giving thanks and the inheritance of the saints. We read, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The verse begins, giving thanks unto the Father. While praying for and desiring the qualities listed above for the church members in Colossae, Paul made note of the source of those wonderful traits by giving thanks or being grateful or feeling thankful unto the Father, who is the creator and almighty distributor of each of them. Without the Heavenly Father being involved, there would be no capability for any knowledge, wisdom, understanding, worthiness, fruitfulness, strength, patience, or long-suffering with joyfulness. The verse goes on to say, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. It is the Lord who made us meet, or sufficient, fit, or adequate to be partakers, which means a part as distinct from the whole, an assigned part, a portion or share of the inheritance, which means what is obtained by lot or the allotted portion of the saints in light, or the holy ones enlightened, which have the power of understanding, especially in moral and spiritual truth. In other words, the Lord made both Paul and the Colossian church members to be adequate for a special selection of the inheritance, which is set aside for those who come to Him in spirit and in truth. While we consider the words of this verse, we are reminded to give God, who is the source of anything good we have obtained, thanks for His wonderful gifts. It is God alone who has made a way for us to be connected to the inheritance through the blood of Jesus Christ. If it were not for the Lord, we would have no life, no characteristics, and no qualities which are pleasing to Him and ourselves. May the Lord God Almighty be praised for His marvelous gift of both life and the ability to live pleasing to Him within it. Next time, Paul will talk about the kingdom of darkness and translating us. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.